The Traveler's Journal,
November 8th. Capturing views at one end of the Earth. Torre del Paine in southern Chile may be the planet's most beautiful national park. The 600,000 acres of rugged wind-wild landscape lie at the very tip of South America, where the endless Andes finally flatten and the great Patagonian pampas peters out. A land of soaring vistas and tiny trees, Torre del Paine etches itself onto the memory the way its glaciers have ground soaring sculptures out of its granite peaks. Upland geese graze in its grasslands, ibises mate in the marshes, pink flamingos and black-necked swans dot its impossibly blue lakes, rays race across the real estate, condors rule the sky. The park's centerpiece is the Paine Massif, the enormous erosion-sculpted batholith which popped out of the pampas 10 million years ago. Its sheer pink and gray granite walls are capped by several hundred feet of black slate. Las Torres, the granite needle peaks that protrude from the massif's eastern end, give the park its name. Along its fringes, great chunks of glaciers calve off to sail in southern seas. Situated at a continental extremity, Torre del Paine hosts fewer visitors in a year than does Yosemite in a single summer week. A fine system of trails and huts loop around the park, but it's still easier to find absolute solitude than it is other hikers. Indoor accommodations consist of one superb hotel and several rustic inns. One stands on a tiny island reached by a narrow footbridge. Its view of the multi-hued massif may be the finest sight seen from any hotel. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.